The Bonny Laboring Boy.
As I rode out one morning, all in the bloomin' spring, I overheard a damsel most grievously did sing, saying cruel were my parents who did me sore annoy. They would not let me tarry with my bonny laboring boy. His cheeks were like the roses red, his eyes were like the sloes. He is meek in his behavior wherever that he goes. He is well-sized, both neat and clean, like a maiden's chastity. If I had my will, I would be still in my love's company. Says the mother to the daughter, why do you stoop so low to marry a poor laboring boy around the world to go? Some noble lord might fancy you great riches to enjoy. So do not throw yourself away on a poor laboring boy. Says the daughter to the mother, your talk is all in vain. For knights and lords and dukes and earls, their efforts I disdain. I'd sooner live a humble life where time I would enjoy, still waiting happy prospects with my bonny laboring boy. If I had all the riches now great men have in store, 'tis freely I'd bestow them all on the lad that I adore. His beauty bright entangles me, the same I'll never deny. In the arms of my laboring boy, I mean to live or die. We'll fill our glasses to the brim and let the toast go round. Here's a health to every laboring boy that plows and sows the ground. And when his work is over, it is home he'll go in joy. And happy is the girl who weds a bonny laboring boy.